Blog Talk Radio.
This weekend, I was working crazy fucking hours. Although yesterday, it's so funny. He's like, just because I schedule you out at 5 doesn't mean that you can leave. You know, every other Sunday, I have to fucking go drive for 3 fucking hours to go pick up said child. Two weekends a month. Don't act like this is fucking new. Like, bro, we talked about this. Then he can get all upset. Well, you know what? You close at 5 anyway. I know. You want me to do all the cleaning, right? Gotcha. How is everyone? I've been off for a while. I've been really super busy with schoolwork and work. So, exactly. What does the schedule even mean? And you know, it's funny. And, you know, I don't mind making money because, you know, I make over $100 a day. It's a good day for me. But it's like I also have to do other stuff that I have to schedule around that. So when you tell me you can get out at 5 on a Sunday that I have to go pick up my child from her dad, who lives 49 miles away on purpose. So, you know, and we almost died coming home. A fire truck almost killed us and several other people who cannot fucking drive. You motherfuckers, y'all move out here and you can't fucking drive. You drive like you're on a fucking road in Mexico, and over there, whoever's got the bigger car and the biggest balls gets to have the road. We don't do that here. And you have to stop for a bus. They're letting people off. You don't fucking go around it. This is how people die. And you have to stop. It is a fucking law. You stop for the fucking bus. You don't fucking jam up traffic and almost run into everybody else because you want to be impatient. Also playing Pokemon Go. But I was like the next person I see on the goddamn phone. So I tried to run from you. Could you get me? You know, it depends. It depends on how high my heels are. And yeah, probably could because I can run in heels. I wear stacked shoes like this tall to work. And I'm standing on beer kegs to get to shit sometimes. And they do not falter me. So I probably could because I can run in them too. I have incredible balance. I would say probably the strongest part of my body is not my arms. They're definitely my legs. So I don't know. It depends how quickly I need started getting an asthma attack from running. I know the guy who tried chasing me down, like I ran over a mile from him when I was being attacked or whatever. He couldn't fucking catch me. And he even took his shoes off to try and run for me. And he took his shirt off because he was exasperated. I didn't even have a cough. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm doing good. Running from this dude. Oh, yes, I can run. And I like, I don't wear them tiny little fucking stilettos, okay? Now I can. But if you want a good heel, you got to, not the big square ones. I mean, if that's your bag, that's your bag. But as long as it's got a good place to put your balance on. It don't matter if it's a stick, whatever. And I also like the ones that there's no heel at all. Did I miss your chat? Who? Oh, God. Okay, so you must be new to the show. All right, long story short, I want to say that last year, we're in 2022. This is crazy. So, about a year and a half ago, maybe now, it's time, and me, don't try. in the last 2 years, I've been going through, well, being assaulted and almost sex trafficked by people that I knew because they were trying to get rid of me because of the stuff that I knew, and also to get my kid, basically. So I would miss my court date. I wouldn't be there. He wouldn't have to, yeah. So Sammy, who has been on the show a couple times, actually, in the last 2 years, was having quite the episode. And I wouldn't cater to it. So, and I worked two jobs before the pandemic happened. And this was like 2020, 2021. And Sammy had some problems. And he had drug problems. And when I found out about that, it was just like, no. And then when I found out even more about stuff that he was doing and being engaged with, then it was kind of like, we're in danger. So when I wouldn't cater to his bullshit, he went and got hooked up with someone else who really hates me, ex, who has a lot better tools than I do when it comes to dealing with hacking and stuff. And I'm a red black hat, if you will, but I go after black hats. I'm not a white hat. They just turn over stuff. I'm red, which means I go after your fucking shit and I'm going to destroy it. Not only am I going to find you, I'm going to burn up your shit just like you burn up mine. So I'm on my fifth board. Well, anyhow, he kidnapped me. I was playing Pokemon Go, taking a break from schoolwork. Thank God I was wearing a wig at the time. It was my big curly-haired wig is what I was wearing. And I was just playing Pokemon Go, walking down the street by my house, like just doing whatever. And he kept asking me where I was. And I would tell him I'm in different places because I just really wanted to play my game. And he lived, like, he used to live right down the road. He's dead now. But I guess he was drunk. He was definitely drunk. Well, when he found me in front of the bowling alley, he, like, it was really crazy. At first, I, like, stepped back because, like, the look on his face, there's something wrong with him. I was like, he's drunk. There's something wrong. And he's like, you wouldn't believe what happened to me. Well, he wouldn't tell me, but doing my investigative shit, I found out why he was like that night. Well, I know his family, so I couldn't look at his dad the next day and be like, I didn't help him. I left him there. And I should have, but I didn't. So I was like, let's get you home, and you're drunk. You need help. And there was no calling his family on this. It was really bad. So he forced me into the vehicle, basically, as soon as he got me close, because he was on the ground crying. And I was like, oh, my God, Sammy, let's go. I've known his family longer, but I've known him for a while. You know, he had a mental problem. And what our thing was, well, when you were having an episode, Muskrat was the word. We had code words. And mine was Pandora. But, see, I don't have Pandora often. But Muskrat was his safe word, like, come help me, because I'm not going to leave you like that, you know? It's my job. It's what I do. So, stupidly, I got closer. And as I got closer, that's when he nabbed me. Going 20, and it's a 25-mile road. We're by a school. So how the fuck did we get down that road barreling at 55, 60 miles an hour? And when he took a right onto 441, we almost flipped. And it's not the first time that he has forced me into a vehicle. One time he forced me to get in because I would not be in the car with him because he was having an episode. So I got out and I was walking. But, like, he won't stop. And I'm just like, I just want to go home. So I would get into the car. But this was different. This wasn't his normal, I'm having a panic attack, okay, I'm freaking out, whatever. No, this was, I'm going to kill you, basically. So he was crying the whole time. We were speeding down the road. Nobody stopped him. We're the fucking cops and he needs them. Well, they're helping him. They protected him. The cops here where I live are dirty. So hopefully that changes with our new mayor. I hope so, because the other one was also dirty. So, which is why I got into so much trouble. We're going down this windy fucking road. It's 10 miles an hour curves. He's, like, barreling through, and he wouldn't stop. I almost run someone over, like, run them off the road. And I was like, can you please, like, slow down? Can you let me out? Can you stop? I want to get out of this car. And it's a truck. We didn't get to our second curve, and it was, like, one last house on the left. And we just went off the road. And if we hadn't went off the road, I would not be here today. If we hadn't crashed, I would be dead. Because he was taking me to this house that I had worked with him at week or two prior. And this house is very scary. And it was very haunted, if you will. They were very present. And he was very weak. And he was not wearing any of his amulets at all. No protection whatsoever. And there was something wrong with him that day. So I knew that this was like something was happening to him. And he went to his family and they laughed at him. You can't do that to people because it makes them crazy. So he just like got crazier and crazier. So when we crashed, two guys came and saw us. And I asked them if I could go with them. You know, I was like, hey, I need help. Can you get me close to my house? I just want to go because I had 1% on my phone. I knew if I tried to use it, it would die. And then if something happened to me, no one would be able to find me because my phone, my watch, and everything's hooked up to a computer in this house. So if something happens to me, they're going to know it. But if my phone goes off, you're never going to know. So I just asked for help. They would not help me. They did not even call the cops. They left us there. So, you know, I wasn't hurt that I knew yet. I was in shock. So he tries to get me to walk with him all the way to the house. We get some of the ways, and I'm trying to, like, hey, let's walk home. You want to walk home? I was trying to, like, change the dynamics, maybe get him to listen or stop whatever he's doing or thinking. I just knew that I was in trouble. So we get down close, and he lays down on the ground, and he's crying, and he's telling me why I have to go, and that daddy's angry with me, and he made a bunch of references to Satan. I'm like, this has nothing to do with that, and Satan would never want me to submit myself to you because Satanism is about liberation of oneself, and also don't rape people or children and hurt for no reason. You know, it's not about what people try and make it about. So none of that made sense to me, but what did make sense is the reason why I had to go. I knew too much. And after a while, like, he tried to victimize me and torment me and my family. So I would let it out. And I told his circle of friends that he was trying to make me a victim to what he was really about. And that he is a closet fag, which is fine. But, you know, he was trying to victimize me. And I'm like, well, you are with a person who's a boy and a girl. So, I mean, you're bi at best. So I guess, you know, you're just mad at yourself because you are a closeted gay. And there's nothing wrong with that. But when you're a self-hating homosexual who's pretending to be a heterosexual, it does not work out well. And behind closed doors, this guy would ask me, do you want me to suck your dick? And I'd be like, yeah. So he was all into it. He knew. So, you know, there was this thing between he and I. And for him, if he came looking for me, I had to come. It didn't matter what he said or did. I need to just go. Like, we had an unspoken agreement. Who did that? So anyhow, he had butted me in the face. I broke my nose. I had no idea. My nose was broken this whole time. Had no fucking clue. I thought he missed my nose because I was in shock. So it didn't work. He didn't knock me out because he was trying to get me into that house. He told me that Andrew had everything to do with it and that this was their plan because he thought he was going to kill me. So he just started blabbing. So I ran after, like, he dove at me, and I fell down, but I twisted myself so I would land on my back. But I hit a jagged rock, like, behind my head. Thank God I was wearing a wig. That's why I say that. Because if I hadn't been wearing my wig, that probably would have crushed in my skull and done more damage than just to my eyes. So I'm not someone who was, like, born this way. I have to wear glasses now, corrective, because, well, I was in a very bad accident. I did not realize until I ran and this nice man picked me up. And I went to people's houses. I tried to stop cars. No one would stop. There's a fucking Guatemalan dude, 6-foot guy, trying to chase me down and catch me because he's freaking the fuck out now. He just lost me, and he's looking for me. So he's calling my phone. I did not answer. And then he's using 2 or 3 different phones calling me. And while he's doing that, he's calling the police and telling them that I stole his vehicle to start covering his ass. So basically, I got passed around between three police departments. And there was only one guy who helped me, and that was the highway patrolman who found the vehicle the next day, of which Sammy and Andrew tried to get me charged with stealing that vehicle. And I'm like, I'm 5'1", with the seat all the way up at the wheel, and why would I crash it? Because he was drunk. If I was gonna, and that thing is so loud. You're not stealing this loud-ass Dodge. Why didn't he stop me? Because as soon as I light that shit up, he's going to hear it. He'll be out that door quicker than the Kool-Aid man busting into the fucking wall when you say, oh, no. Okay? Faster than shit. You could hear that shit. So why didn't he stop me? None of this shit made sense. But when I went to the, like, fucking... Oh, there was one police officer here in my town. Like, he was the county's problem. I'm the city's problem. We're on two different. It's so weird. And he lives 5 miles down the road from me. So the police would be like, we don't want to deal with him. And, you know, but what was his name? Rodney. Fucking Rodney. I'm probably the only bitch in this town who has cussed out. Oh, she's got to call the market police. My alarm's going off. Oh, off. Thank you. So, anyhow, damn it. Where did it go? Damn. Sorry about that, guys. That freaking alarm started going off. So, anyhow, while he's trying to get me, I guess, in trouble for stealing a vehicle that I didn't steal, I literally had to work my own case and work my own attempted kidnapping and murder because no police officer would help me. But that guy literally, he came to my house and he agreed to, I agreed to him investigating me fully because I was trying to tell him, well, he was definitely behind the wheel of that vehicle. So I had a restraining order against him in the meantime, and I went to court for this. They barely gave me a restraining order. Like, what? And then it don't work, because when I called the police to tell them that he was sitting in front of my house, they were asking me how I knew it was him. I told that motherfucker, don't ever fucking call me again. I fucked your wife, bitch. Get the fuck off my phone. Don't ever fucking call me. Well, ma'am, you don't know. You just get the fuck out of here. Don't. Why the fuck would I be calling you, bitch? It's not like I have a gun in this house. I can't just go out and shoot him. He has to come into my house. And then I can shoot him. I can't just go outside shooting. Right? So it was definitely scary. To deal with, but restraining orders don't work. The police don't give a shit. And he's like, you should have let him run over you because then we would have a body. I'm sorry, what? You're mad at me for not getting kidnapped? Are you kidding me? And because he didn't pick me up dragging, kicking, and screaming, getting in the vehicle, what? That's not how this works. If I go on a blind date with somebody and I get into their vehicle to drive to the place, let's say we meet somewhere and I get into his car, and he decides that he's going to kidnap me, not my fault, bitch. That's his. That's still a crime. It's weird. But I'm probably the only bitch that's cussed out a cop and lived to tell about it. I've cussed out so many. But it's really crazy because all of that did not get either of them arrested. But that nice cop... who drives a really nice Mustang. He drove to my house and took my statement because he was calling me from jail and he had a restraining order. And even that was so hard. It was so hard to get the DA to listen. And then they're like, we're so sorry. We didn't listen to you. Well, where the fuck were you when we needed you here to deal with this, when I needed authorities to listen? I had the same probation officer that he had, Miss Ingram. I had that shit when I was a fucking shit. I called her and told her all of this stuff that he was doing. You know, back in the old days, if I did this shit, I would have fucking violated probation. Not now. Nope. They can't do anything. Violence against a woman? Don't matter. So he went to jail for something he did because he's rolling around with some well-known prostitute who had needles in her bra with drugs in them, and he was doing drugs with her. So he got in trouble himself but tried to tell his family that I did it. I wish I don't get to claim that shit. But he did, however, die in jail after handing my number out to a bunch of dudes and giving them my address and letting rapists and murderers call me and write my email address. You know, he had to really do me in. So I've got two cell phones that I have to keep on and a shit amount of hacking that never stopped. I've caught probably 42 of them, but no place to send them to. So the police here don't, they're like, what? I don't know what you want me to do. You can look it up. It's literally a federal offense, but nobody wants to do anything about it. So I'm doing it all myself. Henceforth, why I ended up going to school for this shit. I'm about to take my security test. Yay, I can't wait. Oh, my God. I can't wait to get this over with. I got more certifications that I have to take, but with the ever-growing amount of hacking going on, nothing is safe, guys. They use radio signals to fuck you now. They've been doing that, but it's, like, really serious now. It's gotten worse over time. And I mean, in 1996, they were worried about this. But yeah, that's who was fucking chasing me for a mile. And yeah, I nearly got away with my life. I do, however, I would say I have one good eye. Like, I can see out of it, but yeah. Both of them together makes one. I might as well be a cyclops with two eyebrows. Maybe we just make one straight brow. Yeah, that'd be funny. But yeah, that's the lowdown on that. So anyhow, you invited 22,283 fans to my spot. Oh, that is so sweet. And look at all those twos. Yeah, it was me. Technical difficulties, indeed. Me. User error. And did anyone else know that it was President's Day today? I had no idea. Really, karma did, but get this, guys. I finally had the DA working with me, right? And they're finally listening. I had all this evidence, all this stuff I worked so hard to put together. And because he died, the other person involved gets to walk for now. For now. But when you're changing phones and phone numbers because I publicly said, I see you and all your buddies on my Facebook, because if they say people you may know, who, we have no mutual friend, that means your number is in the phone and it's connected to my phone. He's so funny. I have to turn off my Bluetooth and all that other shit and turn my phone on airplane mode when I go to his house to pick up the child. Because from another phone. And it's so funny because Jamie goes, you should go get my other two phones at the house. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, oh, wait. Those are the phones that they're using. They're using. So I've got, you know, after he died, it didn't stop. It just kind of got sloppier. Maybe because they don't speak with Andy that much, or maybe because they were his henchmen and that was their side of the whatever they were doing, and Andrew's got his side, and it's just, and you know what, Siri will let you get gangbanged by dudes you can't see and the police won't catch. I watched your motherfucking do it. I'm about to purchase a second Raspberry. Well, thank you for coming, you guys. And you know what? I'm so glad that I was able to jump back on and just, like, go back to where I had left off. I will tell you guys, we got three more countries while I was gone. And I don't know how the hell that happened, but it is super cool. We're now in Colombia. We are now in, we already had Italy, but we have the Netherlands. And we just got, we got Morocco before we had went off the air. There's another one. Oh, yeah. Algeria is back on. Now, I had countries that were already on there that kind of disappeared off the map, which I thought was weird. And I was thinking maybe it's because we're now doing HTML5 and cutouts like Java and all that stuff, even though they're still doing it. We're not doing Adobe Flash anymore. And the thing is like the radio show mostly does Adobe Flash. And I have never heard anything from these people or what they were going to do as far as if we were going to do some runs with the HTML5, how we were going to transfer all of our shows on this platform into another language, if you will. So, you know, I don't know if those countries are going to show back up on the map, but one of them did. So maybe if they, as they listen, it just, I don't know. It's weird because my map was a lot fuller than it is. But it is what it is. I'm just surprised that we're in the 1700s. I think we're in the 1700s. I want to say it was 1764. I just looked. Hold on. Now, I had crazy fucking hours. And I know that I have people, damn it, waiting to see me for tarot readings. So if you're hearing this today and if you're getting on and I didn't see you in the room and you jumped off, I apologize. Yeah, I don't see anybody here yet. Yay, because it's an odd day and it's a Monday because I didn't know it was President's Day. I got here after school and I'm sitting there. I'm like, okay, it's past 8 o'clock. Why aren't they here? And my mom gets up. She goes, no school today. Hi, my name is Ann Ryder. I'm with That's the Tea, and I'm streaming live while I'm doing my radio show, and I've been off for a little bit because I've been super busy with stuff, but all for good reason. We'll be doing a lot more of these a week, and I do have a tarot section that I do. Mondays is like girl power hour and whatever. Tuesday is a pretty much basically it's a wild card day, so it could be anything. Wednesdays, fuck Trump Wednesdays, but I know the dumb fuck is not president anymore, but he still did a lot of shit that's going to affect us for years to come unless some lawmakers come in. So fuck him. I'm still going to bitch about government shit because it's the right thing to do. I should be informing my fellow Americans about the dumb shit that our government does. And that's on both sides, because I'm not on either side. I don't give a shit. I care about America. So, eat a penis. I don't give a shit. Red, blue, we're not on teams. This isn't the Dallas Cowboys. We can't be running on fucking the old days, okay? If you want to go back to where the fucking Dallas Cowboys were winning some shit, you're going to have to look on a floppy disk now. Thank you. Goodbye. So, you know, we do that. And then, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Technical shit, we're going to start doing that. I am getting a lot of emails from you guys because I did give a little bit of an exploit on the exploits of today, including metadata. So we will be doing some steps, how-tos, and I'm going to be giving you all some secrets that I've been learning with networking and all that stuff. Also, I'm going to put a link up, and I feel like this is super, muy, muy importante, okay? Found it and it's affordable, and I think it's the best $500 that I'm ever going to spend, and I shit that, seriously. I spend it on weed in like 2 months, easy. Okay, so only because I make a fucking ounce last as long as I can because I'm cheap. I don't want to pay. So there's going to be a lot of stuff that I'm going to be informing y'all about because I didn't know this fucking shit, but now that I do, everybody fucking needs to know. And I'm not going to stop, okay? We're not going to stop until we breach through. I'm not going to stop until I reach the back of your teeth, basically, here. So I had to go through it, and you know what? We're all going through it. Just not everybody knows, but when I tell you guys how to do this, I don't want to hear it. Okay? But I am going to put up the link for the firewall, and basically what that does is it is cybersecurity in a box, okay? So you hook up your shit to the box, and it's going to keep you a lot safer than your own OS system, McAfee, Norton, none of them do this. They do not, and here's the fucked up part. Those antivirus shits, if you've got Windows, don't fucking put it on there. I learned that the hard way, too, because your Windows comes with a Defender. One does not jive with the other, and they fucking know this shit. How else will they keep making money? So anyhow, we're going to be giving up a lot of secrets. I don't give a fuck if Norton gets mad at me. I was going to be employed by them, but I decided, let's start our own penis sharing game because I'm tired of this shit. You're just helping the machine going. You know what I mean? Because when you buy a computer, you think you're doing the right things, but let me tell you what, you're not. Not for yourself, not for anybody. So we will be doing that on Thursdays. We're going to start. I'm going to start pushing it out, but very slowly. I'm going to make it really easy to understand because I try and explain stuff to my mom. She's like, in my language. So she's right. I got to make sure if I'm using big terms, I'm going to describe those terms and tell you what it means. All that woofy-woo is going to be as self-explanatory as possible. I'm going to try and – if you can't explain it to a child in a way that they can understand, you don't know what you're talking about, basically. So that's what I'm going for. Friday, Saturday, Sundays, they're hit and miss days, guys. We've got morning shifts. I've got night shifts. It just depends. My boss is – he does not pay attention this stuff, and, you know, I'm going to do my best. I usually, my morning crowd is ass early in the mornings. This Saturday will be, I'm hoping that I have a night shift, but who knows, I go in at 10. The girl's usually late coming in, so I'm usually sitting there. So I think I'm going to jump on probably at 8 in the morning, and then we'll try and get an early show and be done by 9:30, so that way I can go to work. And at least try. I'm still going to be sitting there anyway until she gets there, so it doesn't matter. I just play Pokemon Go. And you know, my boss knows. He can see me on the cam. I'm like, can't clock in, can't get in the building. So I'm here, you know. But I'm making a lot better money than I was. And soon I'm going to be doing even much better, so I'll be able to afford more time because right now I'm only paying that fucking small membership because I'm fucking cheap. But once I start paying the bigger amount, like I think it's like $100 a month, I will be able to actually do more stuff on my show and accumulate actually getting some revenue to pay for it, which will actually do more. And I think I'll have a lot better reach. But although, I mean, I'm everywhere now. You can Google me and find me. And I mean, people are listening to me for some fucking reason all over the world. So if you're new to the show, that's what I'm trying to do. If I'm not on this fucking morning, I'm going to be on at the nighttime when I get done. But also, they're live, and you can go back and listen to them. You don't have to subscribe if you don't want to. It's not necessary. People can if they want. It's free. I'm the only one paying for this. Like, nobody has to pay. But I find it was therapeutic for me when all this bullshit was happening for years, and then I'm like, you know, I got getting kicked off Twitter and Facebook and everything. So, oh, yeah, Facebook page got it back, guys. I got back into one of my accounts. If you've gotten locked out of Facebook for no fucking reason because you just logged out of your app and then logged back in and they don't know who the fuck you are, I have the answer for that. A, you're being rerouted even through your ENO, Wi-Fi, and regular connectivity through your phone. It's being rerouted to someone else. It has another GUI ID, basically their ID of their phone. It comes with a bunch of numbers, digits all the way, like this long. If it makes your shit longer, you're getting tagged. And that's why they're seeing that. So if you're getting hacked and getting kicked off Facebook, this is why. And I'm pretty fucking, I am convinced. Now, at least on my side, because, you know, you could be like, alert me if someone logs in. It's like this little thing with a shield. Well, somebody was pretending to be this motherfucker, okay? Because when they were done pretending, you know, when someone erases their Facebook, it's just like a blank picture of where the person was and it's just this Facebook user. That is not supposed to happen. So I will tell you guys, there's people pretending to be the defender for Facebook. There's people pretending to be Facebook and knocking you off. And Facebook is also seeing those fingerprints, if you will, also, so it's kicking you off. So there's a lot of variables. I'll have a lot more answers on that. This month, I'm going to be doing an experiment on if it's the SIM cards that they're embedding into, or if it's what I think, because your phone is a computer. So your OS and your firmware, they're one thing. So if you embed yourself into the code, you're embedding them, like, into the fucking, like, firmware, and it's this big. It's, like, this big, and it's, like, a, like an L shape, if you will. And that, those little gold designs and trails you see in there, all of that entails everything that it is supposed to do and how to do it. So when you're adding yourself and you're embedding and doing Java injections, like what I'm having, you almost can't get away from it. So I'm about to get a new iPhone. I've got two right now that are on. I have so many phone problems. I have to have two phones. So I will be changing SIM cards as well. And I'm going to change the SIM card first. I don't think that I should put it in the same phone. I'm going to put it in another phone. I'm going to have a dummy phone and then my new phone in hopes that I can stop this. But in other theory, if we don't get this firewaller thing hooked up and stop what's happening to the router, because my router is being rerouted as well. We're doing 46 jumps, and it goes to a place after France. I don't know, because it stops giving me any sort of ones and zeros after that. I read binary and, well, I speak computer, so I can fucking find anything, anyone, anywhere, and I can ping. If it could be pinged, it could be found, but I'm reaching dead ends here. So I have a few experiments that are going to go on. It is going to cost me a pretty penny, but I don't give a fuck right now because I've spent over $2,000 to $3,000 just in computers. I can bring you out some shit I have, shit I've taken apart, boards that I have burned. This is a learning process for myself, and as I go along, I'm going to be, it does help things work better, but here's the thing. If you put, like, my Lenovo, I bought a $500 computer. Of course, I bought it on sale, but it was an i3 Ideas Center. I thought I was doing right. I didn't know about this shit. I just started my school stuff. Within 2 weeks, that bitch was not mine anymore. But I also learned how to, I was on my 46 hard reset on this last HP that I had. And I mean, it was a low down, dirty hacker fight for 36 hours before my board burned up. And the only reason it burned up, because that was the only way to stop me, because I woke my shit up, my hard drive, on their remote computer. And once I did that, I fucked their shit up. But let me tell you something. They're hiding behind your desktop. Hiding! They're in it. And it's not for just stealing your information. It's also crypto mining. That's why it's like looking for a blockchain. These apps don't work. This shit don't work. You need some serious fucking software to get this shit done. I bought that shit. I'm going to be testing it out. And I'm going to be coming out with a step process on how to deal with Trojans, because that's what we're dealing with. And GoBetta, I found it. Okay? They're not going to detect this shit. It doesn't work. None of it. I had a Tesla detected one time. Not one time had any of my environments detected GoBetta. Now, that's a virus Trojan that's being commanded by someone else, and it makes your Windows environment look like yours, and it's not. There are no updates. Also, do not download from malware. The malware tool, when you go to Microsoft to get your upgrades, do not do it. I almost did it a second time. Your computers now come with something called DevTools. Use that shit. Hit F12. It's going to show up to the right. You roll your mouse over shit. It's going to tell you on the bar down on the left. If you go, like, say, SunTrust, you're going to go click on SunTrust, roll your mouse over it. It's going to be the thing you ever did for your motherfucking self. Let me tell you, I almost gave myself a virus again, and that was through Microsoft. You cannot trust these motherfuckers. So if y'all going through the same shit I'm going through, steadfast, I'm doing as much as I can to get all the information and to get that counter attack clear, designed, and effective. That's what I'm going for. And I'm not charging anyone for this. Everyone should have a fair fucking chance. Fair fucking chance. And believe you me, guys, I got fucking sex traffickers sitting outside my house at least probably 3 times a month. because I stopped working over here and they were sitting in front of my job. And I guess when they realized I wasn't working nights, they sat there during the day. And I guess when they realized I wasn't there, they started coming here. So this shit's real, and they pulled my credentials, and people are using my social security number, all kinds of shit. Someone has my license from Texas. I don't live in Texas anymore. I shouldn't have an active license. I live in fucking Florida. Not fair, not cool, and they got it all from this. They can control your TVs. They can fucking do everything. And that go beta shit, it jumps from OS system to OS system. I trap these motherfuckers in 4 hard drives, 4 of them that I encrypted, and a thumb drive. When they had no place else to go, they jumped to my watches, my Fitbit in the house. Router, all that stuff, all of it. They take over that shit. And it's all for hacking money-making schemes, and it's not just hacking you, baby. It's hacking everybody. I watched America and Russia hit each other, okay, back and forth, live, on my phone, with an app. We're sending each other fucking viruses and Trojans, and they're doing this to us from afar. They're doing it up close. And also, by the way, BTW, Microsoft rogue employees or ex-employees and also iOS employees. Oh, y'all are welcome for them fucking iOS updates that they've been doing. You know why? I found that shit. The CVEs, look it up. The CVE, it's got a bunch of numbers. That's what they gave it. They should name it after me, honestly. But I had Apple's tip-top motherfuckers up until 5 in the morning, making them understand we are being hit and eaten alive through your shit, and y'all are supposed to be impenetrable. Nope, not true. Not true. They're not. I watched a motherfucker, Siri, said, yes, okay, do it. Heard. She gave me up. She gave me the fuck up, and that's what she could turn your fucking, I don't even have Siri on. No, it seems to be so convenient. Why do I have an Apple phone if the Apple can't do what the fuck she's supposed to do, right? Don't have her on. Seriously, do not. Because they turn her on. You ever heard your phone just start turning on for no reason in the room? Because they're recording the room, and it's not Apple or anybody. It's fucking hackers. Because they're giving her voice commands with a certain frequency that you cannot hear. And it's drive-by warning. They drive by my house, or when I'm walking down the street, they scan my shit, and they take over it. That blue beam shit, that airdrop shit, all think airwaves, that shit just tells your secrets. So, you're not safe with wired Ethernet either, and I use Cat fucking 6, which is supposed to be pretty goddamn good, because EMI. Electromagnetic interference, huge deal, is a thing, and so fucking easy to do. If you're buying a computer on eBay, don't. I just had to send one back. It came with people on it, and it already knew my name as soon as my house. I did not even put it on the internet. How the fuck are they doing it? I don't know. But I will tell you this. It's getting so easy to catch a virus while sitting at home and doing nothing. I had my shit off the net, not even on Ethernet, and I was jumping. I was tracing my jumps. Basically, my computer was getting connectivity from some other device that is nearby, and it was using a VPN, which I don't have, which is like a virtual protection connector. It's like putting a cover over your head, basically, and walking through town and nobody can see you inexplicably, basically. It just covers up your connection. But mine, I've got 3 of them. I didn't download it. I don't know where they are. I have 7 drives on one phone. Not possible. So if I have it, a lot of you got it. So, you know, this is like HPV, apparently, in America. 99% of everybody fucking has it, and most people don't even know. What? They don't even consider it a fucking health problem. Because they're like, well, most of us will kick it out. That's not cool, man. My gyno, she's like, yeah, you'll have to, if you are having sex now in this day and age and you don't want to get HPV, you're going to have to be a virgin. With a virgin, she's like, and even then, your parents can give it to you. I'm like, fuck. So I don't have sex. No, I don't have sex. No, we can't have abortions. Fuck you. I ain't having sex. Nope. I already got a kid. Fuck that. It's coat hanger o'clock, bitch. You're having that baby tonight. Y'all need to stack up on them plan Bs now. And it doesn't work if you're ovulating. It only works to stop ovulation. Two different things. If you're already ovulating, you can't take a plan B. Watch your ovulations, lady. Happened to my friend. Happened to her. She got me Googling shit. Could I be pregnant? Did my plan B work? I said, bitch, it don't work if you fucking ovulating. It works to stop that ovulation. You got to use it before you ovulate. It doesn't work. Had to go to a faraway place to get it taken care of. Now it's 6 weeks. It ain't nothing. You do not get eyes or can breathe, even on your own. At 24 weeks, my daughter had to almost be removed out of the womb, so they had to stick a needle this long into the womb to make sure there was no bacteria, and she was fine, because if they had to take her out, she wasn't going to live. So all that dumb shit, don't want to hear it. My poor friend. Thank God, because she could have an abortion. And it was with a pill. She took two pills and had a period. How easy is that? You know, I'm going to take that away from you, too. Go get your plan Bs, bitches, and start counting down them days. Get you an app. That's why I don't fuck. Fuck you. Suck a dick. Fuck my dick. Fuck that. That sounds like a fucking job. I already work. And I can't even have it. Nope. I'm fertile. I can only afford to swallow them shit. Okay? We ain't. Nope, we having facials up in here. It's baby shower time. That's it. I mean, there's always anal. Just kidding. But you know, do anal, you know, you can do anything, right? And if you're brave enough, anything can be a sex toy. Just be careful out there, guys. Don't be using them ginormous vegetables. I have a friend, you know, she has a thing for them sausages. She bought a spicy sausage. I'm like, we're not in prison anymore. Why are you still doing this? She's like, I can't help it, man. That glove, ain't no nothing like that glove and sausage. I'm like, but they have a hole in it or something? How'd you get the sauce in there? Like, seriously. Hi. Who's sharing computers? Why are we sharing them? That's the thing. I don't want to fucking share. I don't share. It's called hacking. Get used to it. Your shit's going to get shared without you. That's the whole point. And those connections are already checked by your said wonderful company who you bought your computer from. See me? I get into my shit and reinstall, because you know why? If you don't do that, those fucking boxes are checked. Allow remote access. Allow this. Allow other computers to connect. No, I don't want that. I don't want to share. I want to be in control, period. I don't need to hear access denied. Bitch, it's mine. Well, what the fuck you denying my access for? No, not a thing. I reinstall my shit. I unclick them fucking boxes. I take off all that necessary shit. And then I don't use McAfee or none of that shit. I set up my... And guess what? If you don't, there's a checked box way in the back that allows remote control of your firewall. Remote, meaning not here. And you know why? Because your TCP IP address ain't fucking private. And in 1996... some people were super concerned, and they had a big fucking meeting. And you know what? They were shot down. I downloaded this data. I have all the paperwork. It was a fucking shock. But that goes to show that in 1996, they already knew that the internet was more than they could ever fucking imagine that it was, and they were not prepared, and just like you are not now. This is why I'm going to make the big bucks. See, people like my boss are going to be paying people like me to fix stuff that they don't understand. Here's the thing. You don't have to share. In fact, these motherfuckers made a fake camera after I plugged in my webcam to talk to my teacher in a Zoom, and I unplugged that shit. They made a fake webcam and used the fucking screen to screenshot the room. How the fuck do they do that? What? I don't even have a Wi-Fi card. I don't have Bluetooth. But they were fucking feeding that bitch. It's called Wi-Fi Direct. It's amazing. With radio signals, you can't shut it off. I can't shut off the radio signal. I tried. I looked for it. I took my shit apart. Inside and out. It's in there in the connections. The only thing you got is little boxes to check and uncheck to stop this shit unless you know how to read code. Thank God I know how to read code. It took 24 hours for me to understand binary. Things got a lot easier. But the problem is if you don't know how to run the CMD commands, if you don't know how to look at what you're looking at, when your computer says you have 7 CPUs, impossible. Impossible. Not possible. But when I made myself the owner of that container and made myself a remote user admin, it wasn't that at all. They were just labeled that. But underneath all that, between the layers, there are fucking adapters for VPNs, for this, Wi-Fi, for shit that I, and routers and a server. I didn't put that on there. It was a brand new computer, out the box, bought and paid for by moi, opened up by moi. And guess what? Within 48 hours, it got fucked. Because the one thing I will tell you that was concurrent with all the computers that we did lose within the week that I had put it on. Each of the computers died because I thought I was doing right by downloading the malware tool because I needed help. I did not realize that Microsoft has Trojans already underlayered on top of the buttons. That's why you should use a dev tool. When I did it this last time, I was like, you know what? I'm going to roll this over because I just have a weird feeling. And I'm glad I did. Best thing I did for myself because I would have added more problems because each of those Trojans has a different person controlling it. Now, these one hackers that got a hold of my shit, these kids were in China using me on Xbox to stream. I found their fucking houses and took over their shit. And I also destroyed their fucking virtual machine. So they just kind of stopped. Now, the other one, he lives in fucking Orlando, and there's no stopping him. I don't know how I haven't went to his house and shot him in the face, and neither has anyone else. They do not know how I'm dealing with this. But, you know, he owes me $24,000 plus in back child support, and they have just acknowledged that. So I assure you, he's going to be dropping off the face of the earth soon, I'm sure. Narcissists don't like to pay. Now, will they fuck over your life and make themselves look great? Yes, they will. Especially if they have a nice little concubine, they'll do whatever they want. Anything for, oh, so sad. You know, she reminds me of me, alone in the relationship. So funny. I don't know how someone could equally be as horrible, and I didn't think this was possible, but no, it's super possible. And if I find out this fucking bitch is abusing my kid, gloves will come off. We'll be having a come-to-Jesus meeting. And I don't care. I just hope for her sake. Now when it comes to Matilda, I'm sorry. No. I've done everything to preserve my daughter's life, so I find out that someone's hurting her and her dad's letting it happen. I guess I might just be that monster that they're trying to make me out to be. Who wouldn't? Any good parent wants to know where their fucking kid is and knows where their fucking kid is at all times. Any good parent would definitely put a skewer to the other parents, especially their said girlfriend, if they're hurting their child and them letting, that's fucking crazy. It would be impossible for me to keep a straight face and be normal. I'm sorry, no. Yeah. I'll kill over my kid. That's because I love my kid. I mean, normal, right? I mean, it's also normal to want to eat your child. If you're not wanting to pop open a gallon of wine on a Monday morning after getting your kids up and forcing them onto a bus, are you a fucking mother? If you don't want to make a pot of boiling water and turn them into hard-boiled eggs so you can devour them whole, are you not a mother? The difference is actually going through with it if you're a fucking psycho. And I can't trust him, so I don't. And my daughter runs to the car when, and she's being forced to go, and I'm being forced to do this after It's crazy. It's called litigation abuse. That's why he filed in another county and not this one, because they would have been like, not happening. But I'll have my day. And I can't wait, because he's going to run. Run, pussy, run, because I've been doing all the work and always have been. So he really, all he does is complicate things for her and messes with her education, fucks with her brain and her sleeping schedule. It's really awful, and I'm trying to do the best I can with her. She's autistic, and, you know, I'm trying not to raise a psycho. And he just, you know, he gave her a gun. You don't do that. Does anybody remember Tamir fucking Rice? She's brown. God damn it, she don't have white privilege. I don't fucking either, because I'm a fucking Quavis. My last name ain't Johnston or fucking whatever white person named Smith. We don't have that. My daughter points a fucking fake gun at a cop or somebody, we're getting pulled over. We're probably getting killed. What the fuck is wrong with you? I'm still so mad about that. But, you know, I try to be gentle about it because, you know, anything I say, I'm bad. Yeah. You don't give an autistic child a fucking... And she was killing herself. Killing herself in front of my mother and pointing it at people. No. No. This is insane. He goes, well, normal kid, did you forget that she's autistic? Idiot. And that's how you know which parent doesn't give a fuck what happens to the other child. Like, fucking, are you serious? No, 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 no. You do not hand a brown kid a Nerf gun and then teach her to shoot herself or people. We're driving in the car in Orlando, of all places. Oh, please don't. I don't feel like getting beat to death by the fucking police because my kid pointed a Nerf gun at him and she's too fucking brown. They'll fear for their life and shoot up the car. We're not white enough. I'm sorry. You can't do this. But, you know, I'm bad. I'll be that. I'll be that. Stupid fuck. So, anyhow, you can't come in here right now because I'm dropping F-bombs and smoking weed, man. This is the fucking only time I have. She's got to be all up in my business. I don't get to have much away time. And it's my only day off a week, so. Woo! Only day off. Because we're closed. But I'll be on tomorrow. And because I haven't been able to do shit, and I don't know what time tomorrow because I haven't gotten my schedule yet. But I do put out my episode and when it's going to be on. So if you follow the page or just come visit, it'll be there. If you subscribe, which you don't have to. It's on there. Whether you listen to it or not, people listen to it. It doesn't matter. They can come back. So it doesn't really matter. Come see whenever you can. Come listen whenever you can. I don't care. Because, you know, I do this. Period. But I'll be on tomorrow. If I'm not on in the morning, I will be on at nighttime, and we will be throwing cards. I just got a message going, hey, are you going to do some tarot today? No, we don't have time now. I'm sorry. But tomorrow I will make a point of it. And depending on what my schedule is, will be if it's morning or not. So I do apologize for the morning crowd. You'll have to catch me in the nighttime probably because my schedule is weird and my job's very demanding. So I'll be back later. I'm going to probably get my friend on and see if he wants to do some streaming and see if we can get into his computer in real time. So I'll see if he's able to do that. And then I will go ahead and stream for everyone, me going through his computer and kind of giving the lowdown on stuff that we can do. So I kind of think that would be a great idea. It will not be on Blog Talk because we've already used our time for the day, but we can do streaming. So depending on what he's doing will depend on if I will be on later. So I do apologize for the scattered times and my looseness, but I'm doing the best with what I can, okay? So I love you all, and make good choices. Be safe. Wear your fucking mask, okay? Get your fucking shot. I got family members right now that didn't get their booster because they thought it was not a good idea and they're fucking sick as shit right now. And if she fucking lives, I'll be surprised. And she's in college right now. So I wish everyone well, stay healthy, and I'll be back later. Bye, guys. Bye. Matilda's got to have my attention all the time, so I got to go. Bye. Good seeing everyone.